All right, everyone, buckle up. Today, we're doing something a little different, a career deep dive. And let me tell you, this isn't your grandma's resume review. We're talking about Simon Garten, a software engineer, but his resume, oh man, it's more like a treasure map than a boring list of bullet points. So if you're even remotely interested in tech, maybe thinking about switching careers yourself, or hey, just love those light bulb moments, this one's for you.
Couldn't agree more. Simon Garten's career. Yeah, let's just say it's not your typical straight line from point A to point B. He's been in the tech game for almost 30 years, but the twists and turns, that's what the real story is.
Right. And the thing that grabbed me right off the bat is how he describes himself. I mean, most people just jump right into their skills, but he sets the stage with wide-ranging interests and non-conventional background. This guy's got my attention.
And you know what? Those phrases, they're not just for show. When you actually dive into his work history, you see words like curious, persistent, detail-focused. They're not just buzzwords. They're like woven into the fabric of his career. Even his hobbies are telling. He geeks out about being a huge fan of Advent of Code. Ever heard of that?
Advent of Code rings a bell, but refresh my memory.
So, picture this. It's like a coding challenge advent calendar. Every day in December, boom, a new coding puzzle unlocks, and programmers from all over, they race to solve it.
Okay, yeah, now I remember. So it's like he sees code as this game, this puzzle to be solved. That's a pretty cool way to look at it, actually. And speaking of puzzles, how about this curveball, a master's degree in biology? You don't see that every day in a software engineer's toolkit.
You might be surprised. It's actually more common than you'd think. Both fields, they require a similar kind of brain power, you know? That knack for analyzing complex systems, breaking down problems into bite-sized pieces, thinking logically whether you're looking at lines of code or a DNA sequence, problem solving is problem solving.
Makes you think, right? There's a lot more overlap between different fields than we realize.
Okay, so we've got this unique background, but let's get into the nuts and bolts, the tech skills. We've got Java, Python, cloud technologies, all the heavy hitters you'd expect from a seasoned software engineer.
Right, but then there's this one that made me do a double take. Visualization. He lists it right there with his core technical skills. That's not something you just gloss over. No kidding. Visualization, it's not your typical resume line item, especially for a software person. What kind of visualization are we talking about here? Is it data visualization, creating those fancy dashboards and charts, or something more on the artistic side, using code to create like visual masterpieces?
Good question. I'm leaning towards data visualization, especially when you consider his interest in data-heavy fields later in his career. But you're right, the artistic aspect, that plays a role too. Think about how important it is to present data in a way that's not only easy to understand, but also engaging. That's where tools like GraphViz and processing, which he's got listed on his resume, come into play.
So we're not talking about your average pie charts and bar graphs here. This is about making data sing, telling a story with it.
Bingo. It's a skill that's only becoming more important as our world becomes more data-driven. And Simon, he was clearly onto that early on.
Okay, so we've got this picture emerging of a guy with a science brain who speaks fluent code, and has an eye for making data beautiful, what's not to love? But how does all of this translate into actual real-world experience? Let's crack open the work experience section of his resume and see what kind of goodies we can dig up.
Oh, you're gonna love this. What I find so fascinating is how his experience clusters into these themes, distinct, but also they kind of weave together, you know?
Ooh, I love a good theme. What kind of themes are we talking about here?
Well, for starters, there's the theme of building from scratch. Take his time at Vector Technology Solutions, for example. He was brought in to design and implement a brand new cloud-based platform from the ground up. And then there's Tree Capture, his own venture, where he took an idea and went full-on entrepreneurial, turning it into a real live product.
Talk about the ultimate maker mentality. There's something so satisfying about taking a project from that initial spark of an idea to a tangible working product. It's like bringing something new into the world.
Absolutely. And that drive, that desire to create, it pops up again and again throughout his career. But then there's this other theme that emerges, one that's become even more crucial in today's world, the rise of data. It's everywhere.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more about this data theme. How does it fit into the story?
Well, check this out. When you look at his roles at Message Media, Auckland University, even Dexibit, totally different fields, right? But when you look closer, each one is grappling with this challenge of harnessing data and using it in increasingly powerful ways.
So he's not just riding the data wave, he's like anticipating it, adapting his skills to stay ahead of the curve. That's impressive.
It's like he's got this internal radar, always scanning the horizon for where data is going to make the biggest impact.
Totally. And you know what else caught my eye? His work with AWS. That little line about co-development with AWS, especially the part about new products not yet publicly available, talk about a tantalizing detail.
Oh, yeah. That's like a backstage pass to Amazon's innovation hub, right?
Right.
Yeah. Knowing Simon's background in cloud development, this could be anything from next-level serverless architecture to, who knows, maybe even groundbreaking AI tools.
Right. My mind's racing with possibilities. And given his passion for visualization, I wouldn't be surprised if these secret projects involve some seriously cool ways of interacting with data in the cloud.
Oh, absolutely. I'm right there with you. It's like, how can we make data not just useful, but actually, dare I say it, beautiful? I bet that's what they're cooking up over there.
Now, speaking of data in the cloud, remember that line in his resume about managed support and testing and ran a 4-month parallel run, even forwarding production data to both the legacy system and D, the new platform for testing. Okay, tech jargon alert. Can you break that down for us non-engineers?
Sure. So imagine this. You're swapping out the engine of an airplane mid-flight. That's essentially what a parallel run is in the software world. You're running two versions of a system, old and new, side by side, both chugging along with live data. It's all about minimizing risk during a major tech overhaul, making sure that new system can handle the real-world pressure before you flip the switch completely.
Okay, that's a brilliant analogy. Though I've got to say, that sounds incredibly complex and honestly kind of stressful.
Oh, tell me about it. It's not for the faint of heart. It takes meticulous planning, like obsessive attention to detail and the ability to put out fires on the fly. But when it's done right, it's seamless, no system crashes, no data loss, no users freaking out.
Talk about high stakes. It takes a special kind of cool under pressure to manage all that. And, you know, while we're on the topic of his adaptability and leadership, there's an interesting little nugget about leading a mobile team at Fiserv.
Right. That caught my eye, too. It might seem like a small detail, but think about it. The mobile world, it moves at warp speed. To lead a team in that environment, you need a very specific skill set.
Yeah.
You got to be agile, you got to be able to anticipate trends, and you got to keep everyone moving forward at a breakneck pace.
It's like he's not just keeping pace with technology, he's got this sixth sense for where it's going next. And not just where it's going, but like you said, he's got that leader instinct, that drive to take people with him to that next level.
It's almost like he can't help but be at the forefront of whatever he's into. But, you know, what really strikes me about Simon's story isn't just the tech skills. It's that constant drive to learn and adapt, to evolve, you know? Mm. I mean, think about it. He started with a biology degree. And look at the path he's carved out in the software world.
It's a reminder that your career doesn't have to be this linear, predictable thing. Simon's journey is proof that you can embrace diverse experiences, find those unexpected connections between different fields. Who would have thought biology and software engineering had so much in common, right?
Right. Talk about breaking down those silos. It's like he's taken all these different threads, the biology, the coding chops, that visual eye, the leadership thing, and he's woven them together into this intricate tapestry, right? A tapestry that just keeps getting richer and more complex.
Beautifully said. And the best part, it's still being woven. Who knows what amazing projects and challenges are next for him? That's the exciting part.
I know, right? I'm already checking back every week for updates on his LinkedIn just to see what he's up to next.
Uh-huh, me too. But hey, this whole conversation has got me thinking about our listeners out there, you know, about their own career journeys.
Ooh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I think that's the real magic of digging into a career like Simon Garten's. It's not just about admiring someone else's success. It's a call to action for all of us.
Exactly. To take a step back from the daily grind and look at our own experiences, the jobs we've had, the skills we've picked up along the way, even just our own passions, and start to see those threads, those connections that might be hiding in plain sight.
Because you never know, right? Those seemingly random threads, they might just lead to some pretty incredible opportunities down the road.
So, to everyone listening, here's your homework, your challenge for the week. What does your ideal career tapestry look like? And what threads are you weaving right now to make it a reality? What's calling to you?
Don't be afraid to get creative, to experiment, to follow those threads wherever they lead, even if it takes you off the beaten path. Who knows what kind of masterpiece you might create?
And hey, if you ever feel like sharing your masterpiece with the world, you know where to find us. Until next time, happy weaving, everyone.